This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Authorities in New Hampshire are focusing on two hotels in Hampton as the likely source of an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. It's infected at least 12 people and killed one, the state's first death from the illness in more than a decade. Authorities are expecting more cases and are warning the elderly and people with respiratory issues to be especially aware. With us now to discuss the outbreak is the New Hampshire State Epidemiologist, Dr. Benjamin Chan. Dr. Chan, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So first, Legionnaire's disease is something we do not hear a lot about. What is it and what are the symptoms?
Legionnaire's disease is the name of a potentially serious bacterial pneumonia that's caused by the Legionella bacteria. This is a bacteria that's widespread in our natural environment. It can be found often in sources of warm, fresh water and wet soil. And people are exposed to it when they inhale droplets of water that are suspended in the air containing this bacteria. Because of this, it's known to cause outbreaks in communities, primarily associated with man-made sources of water. This can include hot tubs or spas, fountains, cooling towers that may contain water that's been contaminated with this bacteria. This is not a bacteria that poses a risk to people drinking the water or coming into physical contact with the water, and it's not an infection that can be spread person to person. People have to inhale water droplets from the air that contain this bacteria. Most of the time, when people who are otherwise healthy are exposed to this bacteria, they may have no symptoms or only very mild symptoms of a non-specific fever illness that gets better on its own. Those who are at higher risk include people who are older, 50 years and older, people with chronic medical conditions like chronic lung disease, people whose immune systems may not work properly. When somebody does get Legionnaire's disease, symptoms oftentimes primarily reflect symptoms of a lung infection, so fever, cough, shortness of breath, body aches, and muscle aches.
You've traced the disease to two spas at two hotels, the Sands Resort and the C. Harris Ranch. What are you focusing on now as you try to pinpoint the source?
We have not clearly identified any specific source. The environmental investigation, the environmental testing is pending. There are no lab tests or water test results that have come back growing this bacteria. And the only potential sources that we have identified in this immediate vicinity are two hot tub spas. Because hot tubs are known to be a source of this bacteria and can amplify the bacteria and spread it into the air, as a precautionary measure, we have asked these two facilities to close their hot tubs. They will remain closed until further notice. And we are continuing to work with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to identify other potential sources in the community.
I've seen that health officials are asking people who may be at heightened risk to avoid a half-mile stretch of Ashworth Avenue in Hampton. Why that large of an area?
This is a bacteria which can get into the air and can disperse through the air, causing infections. The steps to close the hot tubs is a precautionary step before any confirmatory testing is back, showing that the Legionella bacteria is growing in these hot tubs. Especially with Labor Day weekend approaching, we wanted to take action based on our preliminary findings of our preliminary investigation to help reassure the public and prevent any potential further transmission of this bacteria.
So if I'm a person who has spent time in one of these hotels, how long should I be extra vigilant for any kind of symptoms?
Legionnaire's disease is something that develops most often within 2 or 10 days after exposure to the bacteria, but it can be as long as 2 weeks. And so for someone that may have been in this area more than 2 weeks ago, there is not concern that they would develop Legionnaire's disease at this point.
That's Dr. Benjamin Chan, the epidemiologist for the state of New Hampshire. Dr. Chan, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
My pleasure. Thank you.